Well, as you are aware, that we just came from a very successful and peaceful election in the country. Obviously, immediately after the elections, the president then formed a new government for the new administration, fifth administration. And the expectation, of course, is that immediately after, the president will then address the nation on what is called the state of the nation, including outlining the priorities of his administration for the next term with regards to why would people vote at the African National Congress, what are the priorities, what is the state of our economy, what is the state of the country in relation to jobs, in relation to houses, and so on. How are we going to deal with those issues? You would have seen in the past some few protests in South Africa of service delivery. The president would outline the plans of how we deal with those issues, issues around education and health.
The president appeared not to have felt well. He was admitted, tests were done and all that. Will he be fit to address the nation?
The officials of the African National Congress, from the president up to number six, the six of them, in fact, the entire leadership, we just came back from a very punishing and an exhaustive election campaign. This was the most demanding campaign of the African National Congress ever since 1994. And many of them, we took them, we drove them to the ground until the last drop. I mean, there was no rest since the first day we launched the campaign. We took a decision as a leadership that all our officials should take a break, because as we start now implementing the manifesto, because we won elections, as government will starting to roll, we need very energized leadership. We need very energized president. The Secretary General of the ANC was the first to take leave for about 10 to 15 days. The president was second. Firstly, he was given time off by his organization, the ANC, to go and rest so that he can be very energized when he addresses the nation in the State of the Nation address. Obviously, then he took an opportunity to go and do the test. We think that come Tuesday, when the president stands before the nation, you'll be ready enough to be able to articulate. And I think that we are looking forward to the president. Everybody else in South Africa is looking forward to the president, of what will be the ANC's plan of action, both mid-term, short-term to a long-term, of what is it that we have to do to change the economy, given the challenges we have.
The economy recently was at a standstill. People have expressed concern that jobs are not being created. Will the ANC have a specific plan in the president's anticipated speech about addressing these concerns, jump-starting the economy?
At the core of our manifesto was the need to grow economy so that it creates more jobs. And in doing so, for example, we gave ourselves a target of 6 million jobs of the next 5 years of President Zuma's ANC administration, that in order for us to make a dent and an impact on the negative growing numbers of unemployed, we need at least for the next 5 years to create 6 million jobs. You know, South Africa's economy is in the main, its backbone is in mining. And if there is instability of whatever kind in the mining sector, it does have an impact on the economy. You would have seen that the long strike in the mining belt not just had an impact in the domestic economy. We've seen a number of perception by rating agencies about whether South Africa is still a stable destination for investment. And I think we appreciate that. They also acknowledge that there is a need for South Africa to relook at the labor relations regime to see how best do we manage strikes so that strikes don't become prolonged to the extent that they have a negative impact on the economy.
What message will the ANC want President Zuma to address to the people of South Africa about specific plans to address their concerns?
We put forward the manifesto before South Africans as we are going to elections, and overwhelmingly they have endorsed that manifesto, 62%, and said, we accept, we believe, we have a trust in the leadership of the African National Congress. Given the challenges we face, you think you can be better off to change our lives for better. And I think South Africa, given the fact what we have put on the manifesto, firstly, in terms of youth employment, we say 60% of government, 75% of government procurement, it has to come from local. 60% of infrastructural programs, as you know, that infrastructure is key in terms of our program. 60% must only be reserved for employment of young people. And we think that these opportunities will deal like a dent on the biggest problem in South Africa today, which is the problem of unemployment among youth.